Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 12th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. We are just a month away from Apple's expected announcement of the iPhone 11, and now a reliable Twitter user has suggested that this year's iPhone might be called the iPhone 11 Pro. The CoinX account on Twitter suggests that 2019 could be the year that Apple expands its Pro naming scheme to the iPhone line. The account doesn't go into details on how Apple might incorporate the Pro naming scheme into the iPhone lineup, but there are a few possibilities. For example, the successors to the iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max could adopt the iPhone 11 Pro naming. For instance, we could be looking at the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Max Pro. Another possibility is that the Pro naming will be reserved for the biggest iPhone, in which case the iPhone 11 Max. In whatever way this manifests itself this fall, it would be the first time that Apple has used the Pro branding for its iPhone lineup. It would also bring better symmetry to the iPhone line in comparison to the iPad, MacBook, and iMac, each of which offer Pro and non-Pro products. This source previously correctly named the iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, and iPhone XR over a week prior to their debut. They also stated the exact weight of the iPhone XS Max, described the default wallpaper, and even detailed the asymmetric speaker arrangement seen at the bottom of the iPhone XS line. We should learn more about the iPhone 11 line almost exactly a month from today. In other news, it seems as if the iPhone 11 might not be the only Apple device gaining a new three-camera setup this year. According to a new supply chain report, Apple could bring the three-lens camera to the iPad Pro this year. The report explains that there is a possibility that the 2019 iPad Pro will have a triple camera setup on the back. This should be treated with some skepticism, as it's the first time we've heard of such a feature, but it doesn't seem outside the realm of possibility. Currently, the iPad Pro features only a single 12-megapixel camera, so going from a single lens to a triple lens array in 1 year would be a notable jump. The iPad Pro also currently doesn't support features like portrait mode with the back camera. Presumably, however, the new camera setup for the 2019 iPad Pro that's being rumored would add features like that, as well as improve performance in areas such as augmented reality. Furthermore, the supply chain report says that the rumored 10.2-inch iPad could ship with a dual camera setup this year. This iPad has been rumored to be a replacement for the 2018 9.7-inch iPad. While Apple has already introduced a new 10.5-inch iPad Air, reports have long suggested that a 10.2-inch model is also in the works. We haven't heard a whole lot about what's in store for the iPad Pro lineup in 2019. The device just underwent a major design overhaul last year, so many had assumed that the 2019 refresh would only bring under-the-hood performance improvements. Apple this week has quietly released a new version of its USB-C digital AV multiport adapter. This $69 adapter includes a USB-C port, HDMI port, and a USB-A port, with the new version making several notable improvements. First off, the new adapter adds support for HDMI 2.0, which is an upgrade from the original model's HDMI 1.4. Most notably, this means that you can now drive 4K video at 60Hz from the 15-inch MacBook Pro, newer model iMacs, the iMac Pro, and the iPad Pro. Other improvements with the new USB multiport adapter include support for HDR10 video, as well as Dolby Vision, though you'll have to be sure you're outputting to a compatible playback device and a display, TV, or projector. The new USB-C digital AV multiport adapter is available to order from Apple now for $69. Rounding out today, as the Apple Card rollout continues, we're learning new details on features and approvals. According to a report from CNBC, Apple Card approval levels are unusually high compared to similar credit cards, with certain subprime borrowers having their applications accepted. Apple reportedly wanted Goldman Sachs to create a technology that would approve as many of its iPhone users as possible within the bounds of regulations and responsible lending. That falls in line with Apple's desire to provide a good user experience for its customers, with features like budgeting, clear interest rates, and more in the Wallet app. Meanwhile, we've also learned that iPhone upgrade program payments count towards the 3% cash back category within Apple Card. This is notable because iPhone upgrade program loans are usually billed through Citizens One Bank, but Apple Card is smart enough to count those payments as Apple purchases and thus gives you 3% cash back. As a quick refresher, you get 3% cash back on Apple Card purchases made through Apple. This includes things like the App Store, iTunes, in-app purchases, and hardware from Apple stores. Apple Pay purchases from any other retailer include 2% cash back, while everything else earns 1%. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include Michael Stieber's hands-on look at Adobe Fresco, the latest iPad illustration app from the company. We also have the latest edition of the Apple at Work series from Bradley Chambers, this time focused on configuration profiles for mobile device management. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.